With Game 6 against the Rockets at Oracle Arena on Saturday, this Warrior Sound Review listens in to some of the talk in the postgame from Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and Kevin Durant after Game 5. And we start with a selection of some of what Steph had to say.
I mean, I think we're in good spirits considering the situation, how these last two games have gone, down to the wire, and they made a couple more plays to get the job done, so credit to them. But that's why you play seven games. That's why it's such a back and forth type of environment in the playoffs, and we have an opportunity to reestablish ourselves at home, get a big win, keep ourselves alive, and then roll the dice in a game seven. So not all is lost, and we play well tonight, just not well enough, and we're just with the talent that we have on this team and the resiliency and whatnot. We can get the job done, and I think we're excited about that opportunity going home to get ourselves back in the series, stay alive, obviously, like I said, and then worry about a game seven. So, we haven't been in this position before. This teams of old. So it's a chapter we need to figure out and finish the story.
Here's Draymond Green afterward.
Tonight. I think we moved the ball better than we have, and I think we figured something out on the offensive end tonight, which would be good for us going, good moving forward in this series. But we just got to continue to play our game. They're playing that style of defense for a reason. But like I said, I think we got to more of what we want to get to tonight as opposed to the previous games.
Now we listen in to Kevin Durant in the post game.
Hey, we got another game at home, game six. Still confident, we had some opportunities to win this game, last two games, and we didn't close it out. But we can learn from it, and we got another opportunity at home on Saturday, and we'll be ready to play.
Finally, the post-game reaction from the TNT Inside the NBA crew from inside the Toyota Center.
First time this postseason that the Warriors have lost consecutive games, and now they're pushed to the brink by a Houston Rocket team that didn't have its A game, and you heard Mike D'Antoni. Obviously, it's not pretty, but it's a W, and it's a huge one.
Yeah,
for the Rockets.
This game could have obviously went either way, but I'm going to take my hat off to Eric Gordon. He, to me, was the difference in the game. He made so many big shots down the stretch. Chris Paul made a couple of Hail Marys, but Eric Gordon won this game for the Rockets.
And not only that, sometimes you have to be a great defensive team, but if you're not a great defensive team, we had good defense in spurts. And like you said, anybody could have won the game. And the Rockets, especially Trevor Ariza, had great defensive spurts to, help them miss shots or, cause turnovers.
Well, the things when you come into this series, you said Golden State is really good at. Those are some of the things that they're struggling at. They're great in ball movement. They're struggling in ball movement. They're great at late game execution. They're struggling in late game.
Composure and poise.
Composure and poise. And they will be able to put multiple guys in multiple positions to succeed. And they have it. So those are the three things that they have been their strength has now become some of their weakness in this series, which is surprising. And so now, as the Rockets take the advantage, going back to Oakland, this is an unbelievable confidence booster for guys like Ariza, Tucker, and Gordon, who will get a lot more opportunities, I think, on the road. I think they'll be possibly ready for that.
Real quick, though, Chuck, the question is going to be about Chris Paul's situation here, too. Let's look at the injury late in the game, because as he drives on Quinn Cook right there and comes down, unable to get back on defense. But, and then taken out of the game, and so now you wonder about his availability for
not just him.
Game six.
Mike D'Antoni is stubborn, Ernie. He's only playing seven guys. You got to wonder, not just Chris Paul, all those other guys, now that we're playing every other day, is he going to be able to go four straight games playing seven guys? That's pretty much what he might have to do.
He's done that before.
And it didn't work.
Yeah, true.
And now you got one of your best players who's hurt, maybe. But, these games, that was great when you had 3 or 4 days in between. But now we're playing every other day. And I think even Steve Kerr realize last game he didn't play a lot of guys. He stretched his bench out tonight.
Sure.
That might come back to help him in the next game. And if D'Antoni going to stick to playing seven guys, it might hurt them next game and game seven if we get to seven.
Yeah, you saw some interesting combinations by Steve Kerr in the course of this game at times. Just like it was like his buying time lineup while the stars were sitting, and he put David West in there with Quinn Cook and Sean Livingston and that kind of thing. But we'll see if Iguodala's available for game six, as he doesn't play for the second straight game. Kristen Ledlow is trying to work on that Chris Paul story, and any details that we get on that, we will bring you when they are available.
Saturday night, Warriors and Rockets, game six. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.